Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3278, and today's date is February 8th, 2024, and the title of the episode is U.S. Companies EV Sales Big Loss, Institutional Investors Gaming Out a Trump Win. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Hey, have you taken a good look at the banks lately? On the surface, everything looks fine, but there's a whole lot more going on underneath. It's like looking under the hood of a car, finding a mess of broken wires and parts. The parts are loans for homes, cars, and those credit cards we all use. They're hitting record highs. It's kind of scary when you think about it. Why risk your money for a tiny 5% return when things are so shaky? This is where Noble Gold Investments can help. They're like that old friend who knows all about keeping money safe. They suggest gold and silver, oldies but goodies in the finance world. Plus, they got a sweet deal, a free quarter ounce gold standard gold coin this month if you qualify. Pretty cool, right? If you're curious, just give them a call at 877-646-5347. It's just a chat, no pressure. They'll help you figure out if gold and silver are right for you. Or visit x22gold.com and take the first steps towards a safer financial future. Or click the link in the description. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now losing on all different levels right now. The deep state players, the central bank, the Biden administration, they tried to shove down EVs down our throat, and that is backfiring. Without the subsidies, actually, even with the subsidies, it is a complete and utter disaster because U.S. companies, they're losing big money. Think about it. Take away the subsidies. This would be a complete and utter disaster for all of these companies. And we could see that everything the deep state has been trying to do, everything the central bank, the World Economic Forum is trying to do, it is not working. Actually, it's working in the opposite way. The people are waking up. The people are understanding what's going on. And the people, well, they know who to blame. And you could see around the world, the farmers, they're not giving up. Yeah, the World Economic Forum, the EU and the rest, they all made some type of concessions, but the people are saying, you know something? We want this completely gone. We don't want just little concessions here, little concessions there. We don't want you to pursue what you're pursuing. And you know the deep state doesn't want to give in. And as the farmers keep protesting, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to use force on the people. And this is exactly what we're seeing right now. The Spanish police are using tear gas against the farmers to end the blockade. And I do believe this is going to get worse before it gets better because, again, if the farmers are continually protesting, the installed politicians, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, the EU, they don't want the world to see this. And what they're going to do in the end, most likely, they're going to use force. And we're already starting to see this happen. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. But the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that EV sales, well, they're not going too well for the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, and they're having trouble convincing the people this is the automobile that you need to have. And now they're blaming all other people for slow sales. Now, if you have a good product and it's incredible, what do you think people are going to do? They're going to flock to it saying, you know something, I got to get one of these because it's incredible. If it sucks and it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, you know what people are going to do? I am not getting this. People aren't stupid. They know what's good, what's bad. And this is when you look at the industry and when you look around the world, this is why products that are made incredibly well and they're very functional, they do very well. And products that suck, what happens? Well, they don't sell. But look what the central bankers, the World Economic Forum, look what they're doing here. Well, they're blaming the slow electric car sales on Mr. Bean. They're saying that he damaged the views of the electric cars because he came out and he gave his 2 cents on what he thought of EVs and he didn't like them. And they're blaming it all on him. Well, look at the United States right now. Right now, Ford has announced billions of dollars in losses. Actually, it's worse than expected. But again, those individuals that are running the corporations are saying, oh, no, no, everything is going fine. This is incredible. But once again, what are they doing? They're trying to shove these EVs down the people's throats, and the people are rejecting it. And this is why the people aren't demanding more of these. This is why people are saying, you know something, I really don't want these type of automobiles. I rather go to gas powered. And I don't really want to purchase it. And the U.S. companies, they are hurting because of this. Can you imagine if all the subsidies and everything that the government was giving all these companies, can you imagine if you removed all this? What do you think the sales would be like? It would be a, you think it's a disaster now? It would be a double, triple disaster, and it would be awful. Most of these companies would probably go under because of all of this. But look what Toyota has done. They decide, you know something, we're not going to all electric. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. We'll stick with our hybrids. And Toyota, well, their earnings came in and they're doing incredibly well. Why? Because they're giving the people what they want compared to the other companies that are trying to push something that people don't want. And when you try to push something and people don't want it, you're going to see disappointing sales. And this is exactly what we're seeing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that for the first time in two decades, the United States is buying more from Mexico than China. Last year, the United States imported more than $475.6 billion in goods from its southern neighbor and exported about $323.2 billion. And this is according to the Census Bureau. The United States ran a $152.38 billion trade deficit with Mexico, up 16% from the previous year. By comparison, the United States bought roughly $427 billion in goods from China and shipped nearly $148 billion. The U.S. trade deficit with Beijing was close to $280 billion, narrowing by 27% from 2022. So this is very interesting that it's all now shifting and we're purchasing a lot more from Mexico than China. And I do believe because of what Trump has done, I do believe we're going to see a lot more of this. And as time goes on, we'll probably see a huge shift on where the U.S. purchases. And I do believe when Trump comes back into office and he implements his economic policies and we bring manufacturing back, we revitalize a lot of the industry and we place tariffs on other companies and we drill like we've never seen before, we're going to see this country produce like we've never seen it produce. Actually, we're going to have to go all the way back to probably World War II to actually compare what we're going to do when Trump comes back into office. And I do believe the economy is going to really take off. And once again, the people need to understand that Biden is destroying the economy. The central bank is destroying the economy. The World Economic Forum, they're destroying the economy. The installed politicians, they're destroying the economy. And I think the people are starting to really start to catch on, because what are they experiencing right now? They're experiencing layoffs. They're experiencing inflation, high fuel costs. They're experiencing all this, and it's not getting better. It's getting worse. And what is Biden continually out there saying? That his policies are working. Oh, wait, I lowered inflation. Wait, you're the one who raised it, and you just lowered it a little bit from your high. Hey, look, fuel prices are coming down. Wait a minute. You increase fuel prices and you lowered them from your high. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Hey, have you taken a good look at the banks lately? On the surface, everything looks fine, but there's a whole lot more going on underneath. It's like looking under the hood of a car, finding a mess of broken wires and parts. The parts are loans for homes, cars, and those credit cards we all use. They're hitting record highs. It's kind of scary when you think about it. Why risk your money for a tiny 5% return when things are so shaky? This is where Noble Gold Investments can help. They're like that old friend who knows all about keeping money safe. They suggest gold and silver, oldies but goodies in the finance world. Plus, they got a sweet deal, a free quarter ounce gold standard gold coin this month if you qualify. Pretty cool, right? If you're curious, just give them a call at 877-646-5347. It's just a chat, no pressure. They'll help you figure out if gold and silver are right for you. Or visit x22gold.com and take the first steps towards a safer financial future. Or click the link in the description. And all the jobs that you're saying that you created, well, those were jobs that Trump created. And when everything opened up, people just went back to the same exact jobs. Actually, we lost jobs, and now we're losing even more jobs. Genevieve Roque-Decker put this out and said, more layoff announcements this week. Warner Music to cut 10% of workforce. Canada's largest telco to cut 9%. Worldline, Europe's largest payment processor, to cut 8%. Other companies potentially cutting. McKinsey put 6% of workforce on review. Citigroup may cut 10% of wealth employees in London, and Tesla asked which jobs are critical. So we're starting to see all this play out, and it's becoming very, very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is that David Ditch, he put something out showing that the path that we're on, it's a no-win situation. He said this is the most important chart to understand for America's future, both economically and politically. The federal budget will go out of control even if we have no wars or recessions for the next 30 years. We felt the consequences of the huge deficit spending spike in 2020. The worst inflation wave in four decades, leaving typical households worse off today than they were 5 years ago. Interest rate hikes that have put a family home out of reach for young people across the country, not just in coastal cities. That means fewer children, dimming the nation's future. Interest rates have also made payments to cover the national debt surge to the highest levels relative to the economy in generations. This will be an anchor around our feet. We're set to have larger and larger deficits as federal spending grows on autopilot every year. That means more inflation pressure, keeping the cost of living high and making it harder to bring interest rates down. The problem isn't a lack of revenue, but the relentless growth of the government. Congress has refused to do real budgeting for too long. America can't afford its leaders to sleepwalk their way to a national bankruptcy. It's time to get serious. Well, again, without showing the people, without the people understanding, would the people then say, yeah, we need to make a change? No, they wouldn't. They would just go along with it. And remember, when we had all the other presidents, they told us, yeah, this is the normal. This is how it goes. We can't make anything better. Remember, when we're playing in a private Western central bank system and we're adhering to what they want and their agenda is driving everything, the economy is not going to get better. The economy is going to get worse and worse. And this is why when Trump stepped in, he wanted to show everyone, look, we don't have to go down this path. As I'm playing within the central bank illusionary economy, look what I can do. I can bring inflation down so it doesn't go up that quickly and it leveled off. I can bring fuel prices down if the country becomes energy independent, which we were. I can also place tariffs on certain countries. I can revitalize industry. I can bring manufacturing back. We can rework trade deals. By doing all this, what have you noticed? You have noticed that the economy is doing a lot better. Now, if I remove taxes and put more money in your pocket, what happens? The economy even gets better. So Trump was showing everyone, look what we can do if we just change a couple of things. If we go against what the central bank wants us to do, look what we can do to the economy. Now, think about it. If we get rid of the central bank altogether, you think the economy is going to look that much better? Of course it is. Actually, I think it's going to grow exponentially like we've never seen before. Because if you get rid of all the debt, you get rid of all the taxes, you get rid of everything, you're going to see an economy grow like we've never seen, especially when you make the country energy independent and you get rid of the central bank. Because again, we wouldn't be borrowing the money, there wouldn't be an interest attached, and then we wouldn't have to have taxes. So if you take all that and you return the money to the people, because they don't have to pay the taxes, and people have more money, companies have more money, what do you think is going to happen? The economy is going to grow very, very quickly. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots are counting on. And it looks like the institutional investors, well, they're counting on Trump to win. Peter Sengong, PhD, put this out and said the following. Would a Trump victory stop the recession? Institutional investors are gaming out a Trump win, given he's ahead by 20 points on the economy and 30 on immigration, by far the top two issues for American voters. To stop the recession, he needs major reforms, spending cuts, and everything else. And he's absolutely right. Wall Street Silver responded to this and said the following. What happens to the economy if Trump wins? They're gaming it out because most institutional investors now think Trump will win. If he wins, will he repeat his 2016 miracle? The economy is in a lot worse shape after 3 years of Biden. From spending to inflation to deficit-driven growth, still with massive reform in federal spending, taxes, and predatory regulation on energy and manufacturing, we could have a more stable and sustainable economy. Unfortunately, getting back to a balanced budget is likely impossible for Congress, so our debt will continue to grow at an unsustainable rate, regardless of who wins. Well, I do believe Trump, he's planning to change everything. Remember, everything that we've done throughout the past many, many years was according to the central bank system and according to the way Congress and the swamp and the central bank wants to do everything. I do believe what Trump is going to do, and he just gave us a little taste of it back in 2016 to 2020, because he did things they didn't want him to do and they tried to stop him. And I do believe what he's going to do, he's going to take that and he's going to take it to the next level, which means he's not going to do what people think he's going to do. He's telling you, we're going to drill. Well, we're going to drill, which means we're going to have a lot of money because we're going to be selling a lot of oil across the globe. When we become energy independent, that's going to drive energy costs way, way, way down, which means we'll be able to manufacture like we've never seen before. When he takes the step to remove the private what's the central bank, well, that is going to be a huge step because that means we won't be borrowing currency anymore with interest attached, which means all these regulations, all these taxes, everything that we're seeing, all of this can be removed. So I think Trump can turn this around very, very quickly. Now, if we played within the central bank system and we continued on with what they say we need to do, no, the economy would take a very long time to turn around. But if we go outside of the central bank system and remove all the things that they set up and we do the opposite of what they've been doing, yes, I do believe the economy will grow very, very quickly. And we would see something that the central banks never wanted us to see, a system that operates outside of their fiat currency. And once people see this, people are going to understand how bad, evil, and destructive the central bank actually is. We should have never had one. This is the third one. And the reason why it's the third one is because the first one, Congress realized they were destroying the country and they didn't renew their charter. And then the second one was brought in and Andrew Jackson ran on the platform of getting rid of the private what's the central bank because he realized, and a lot of other people realized, that they were destroying the country and it wasn't benefiting the people. So he went ahead and he removed the private what's the central bank. And then the third one came in 1913. And we've been stuck with this one for a very long time. Now, here we have Trump and the people watching the economy break down. And I do believe this is the time to get rid of the third one. Because remember, this is their economy. This is something that they developed to benefit them. It's time to remove all of this and go back to a people's economy. And this is something the private what's the central bank does not want us to see. Because once you see it, you will never forget it and you'll never want to go back to a private what's the central bank economy. Actually, most of the people are going to say, why did we ever have that in the first place? Because now we're seeing everything thrive. We're seeing an economy like we've never seen before. And we're starting to see people do well. Poverty is disappearing. Everything is turning around. And people are going to go, holy crap, why in the world did we have a private what's the central bank system? Well, once they see it, the people are never going to allow it again. And hopefully, they'll pass this story down from generation to generation so future generations never allow this to happen again. And I do believe that we are on our way, and I do believe the institutional investors and many other people, they're seeing that, yeah, if Trump wins, this whole thing's going to be turned around. And I do believe he is going to win. And this is what the central bank, the World Economic Forum, are so afraid of. Because when he wins, they know it's game over. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.